We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Season. Tis the season to win money. La 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 la. $1,000. Season, S-E-A-S-O-N, season. Text season to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again is 72881. Season is this hour's keyword. Message and data rates apply. It's Friday. Get yourself entered. And remember to answer your phone, because that's the whole thing they call you back.
Don't be a duh. You just entered a contest and you got money on the line. Answer your phone.
Right. So when that unidentified caller comes in, say yes.
Right.
Yeah. Season is this hour's code word. We'll have another one for you next hour. 12K a day here on The Alice.
And then, if it's the Chinese consulate, hang up quickly to clear the line.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
We hear that's a big one.
They got me yesterday.
They did?
Oh, you answered?
Well, yeah, because it's a disguised number. Yeah. It doesn't say Chinese consulate. There's a 415,
and
you're like,
what? It actually probably isn't the Chinese consulate anyway. It'll say San Francisco or Mill Valley or, you know, whatever town you're in.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because that one leaves a message.
Oh,
so
it does?
Yeah,
oh,
I'll come back. I'll have my phone off for a while, and I'll be like, three messages? Huh. And I go to listen, and all of them are just some Chinese lady telling me. I'm sure it's important information.
Vinny, I don't know if it was yesterday or today. It was a number of 41 million robocalls that Californians received, or some, I forget what the whole
they're
thing
is. They're trying to stop it. There's someone
who
out there.
Please.
Within our government is trying
Gavin,
to put a stop
is it
to
you?
It.
Make it stop, Gavin.
Boy, he's everywhere right now. Have you seen him a lot?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. I like him.
I like him, too.
The president keeps calling him out. That's one of the reasons.
Dumb. And Gavin keeps answering back.
I know.
Yeah. That clown in California.
Yeah.
He wants to give health clear to everyone.
Oh, God forbid.
You get health care.
Thank you, Gavin. Everyone.
I'm going to start with just a really quick bit of bad news that's breaking right now.
What?
On the set of the Mr. Rogers movie, which you may have seen Tom Hanks in the getup. I mean, he looks eerily like Mr. Rogers. Have you seen any stills of that?
Yeah, he looks great.
A crew member on the set of Tom Hanks' upcoming Mr. Rogers movie has died. He suffered a heart attack and fell off a balcony.
Damn. Oh.
Guy's name is, he's an Emmy-winning crew member. I'm not sure what
dramatic.
He does.
Dramatic. So he not only had the heart attack, but he went over the handrail, huh?
He did. His name is James M. Swiller. He was taking a smoke break out on a balcony.
Is that right?
Leaning against the edge of the balcony, suffered a heart attack and toppled off the balcony. And so apparently, and Hanks was on set. I mean, this was a fully operational, they were just taking a break. This was Thursday night in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. M. Swiller fell during the filming of You Are My Friend, the Fred Rogers biopic. He was alone on the deck. Other crew members heard what sounded like someone falling from the balcony. He hit the ground, and a nurse on the set did try to assist, but to no avail. By the time EMTs got to him, he was in full cardiac arrest. Oh, and had fallen off a balcony.
Right.
He was taken to a nearby hospital, pronounced dead 3 hours later. Oh, here it is. He won an Emmy for Outstanding Sound Mixing for a limited series for the HBO production of Bessie. He was 61 years old. Here's a shot of him. Can you see it from there?
I can.
Yeah. So, terrible news, and we'll let you know if we get any more details, but that sounds like the long and short of the story is just an awful tragedy.
Smoking
kills. Okay. Kanye West went to the White House, and yeah, it was weird. NFL legend Jim Brown was there as well. I guess they were all going to have lunch together. Before they ate, though, they had a little powwow for the media in the Oval Office. So there's a group of assembled people. And Kanye rambled a lot.
The press, you mean?
Yes, the media.
Okay.
Kanye was unstoppable. There was 24 minutes and he talked for about 20 of them. Some of it was interesting, well thought out points, and a whole lot of crap off the top of his head. He made the most sense talking about prison reform and bringing jobs back to America, but of course that is not where he stopped. Why don't you go ahead and run the clips that you've got for us, and we can,
all right,
we can just enjoy and break them down. And
this is kind of his thoughts on Saturday Night Live and China. And
oh, so it's a bunch of different things then.
Well,
he gets from one topic to another,
yeah,
in the most
quickly.
Interesting ways.
Right. So here we go.
Ah, Vidal Sassoon.
Right.
He also, did you have any of the clips about the great Make America Great Again hat?
I do. Are you ready for that one?
Yes, he talked quite about it.
Wait, I have a question back to that. Did he say MF-er there?
No, not there.
Okay.
Not there.
Everything's bleeped, I promise.
Yeah.
Right, but I want it to, like...
Oh, yeah.
I think he pretty much wraps up with that.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that.
Because the president was impressed that he said that.
Well, I think that the president was probably trying to gloss over the MF-er part and, you know, talk about... Because the dude talked for a really long time. And that's what you just heard from President Trump right there was about as much as he got in after any time Kanye drew breath and anyone else could get a word in edgewise, he would say how impressive.
We played that MF-er clip at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Trump's hat.
He also talked about how he made a bunch of different versions of this hat. His own hat, because do you have the part where he's saying America's never been great for black people? So the again part can go away.
He actually, I do have that.
Okay.
Let me see if I can. I don't know which one it is, though.
Well, basically, he made a bunch of different versions of the cap. He gave Trump a make America great, period, mm-hmm. cap.
And so on that note, someone says, Kanye, shut the bleep up. Your damn hat was made in China.
Mm. Ivanka got one that says, make Earth great again. Jared Kushner got one that says, travel space again. So he had a whole bunch of them made up.
Oh, boy.
He asked liberals to stop insulting Trump, as we just heard. If you don't look good, we don't look good. Vidal Sassoon. He said that we have to reform education because school is boring. He made a suggestion that letting kids play basketball while they're learning math might be the way to go. Do you have that?
I don't have that one.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, that was a good suggestion. He was talking about racism, too. He said when his liberal friends tell him Trump is a racist, he replies that, you think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall. Do you have that one?
Mm-mm.
So I guess it's okay. And then he talked about President Bush. Remember when he, after Katrina, he
George
stood there.
George W. Bush does not like black people.
Yeah, George uh-huh. W. Bush does not care about black people.
That's
I think
it.
He was standing next to Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm. Because Mike Myers was bug-eyed. And was
wow, I'm just trying to let people know what's going on here. And he, do you have any of that? He basically said he was programmed to think from a victimized mentality, a welfare mentality. He also talked about his very high IQ. Do you have any of that?
No.
I talked about it.
I have stuff,
have?
But I don't have the stuff that
go,
she's
go
reading.
Ahead, just roll me what you've got.
All
roll
right,
me what you've got. I'll make up. Talking about Chicago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Give me the next one.
All right. So this one is a plane that he wants Trump to fly.
Oh, my God. This is the best part.
Okay, great.
This is the best part. Go ahead. Roll it. I want to talk about this plane that he's talking about real quick. So he has these, he's saying, you got to get Apple to build you this plane. So this thing, apparently, this plane he's talking about, and he asked Trump, you know, can we get rid of, this is the plane our president should be flying in, and the president looks at his people, can we get rid of Air Force One? No. And he said,
and he just redid it, right?
Right. Well, there's two actually. You know what? Here's what it is. No matter what air vehicle the president is on, that is Air Force One.
Helicopter.
Like, whatever it is, right. That is currently Air Force One. So there are two planes that he uses regularly, and I believe they're 747s. I have that. Here it is. Air Force One is the official air traffic control call sign for a U.S. Air Force plane carrying the President of the United States. Currently, that role is two Boeing VC-25s, which are converted military versions of the 747.
So it doesn't go for the helicopter, too?
It goes, I guess, for maybe if it's an Air Force helicopter. But they're specifically saying Air Force here. I'm not sure if that matters or not. he was saying in part of his rant that he wants this new plane. And here's a shot of it, Vinny. He wants this new plane to be carrying...
Is that solar?
It's, I don't know what the hell
looks
it is.
Like it.
And frankly, it's a computer-generated mock-up that somebody did 10 years ago as part of like their thesis. For
it looks like a bug.
Gonna,
like
yeah.
a cockroach.
It's very, has little stubby wings in the front, little stubby wings in the back, and a sort of a big arced over top.
And a BMW logo right there.
Right, and it like a...
really?
So they changed some of the writing that was on the plane, I guess, for the Kanye thing to make it say Air Force One or Trump on it or whatever. But that's actually just a shot of this plane that he's talking about. And he was saying, and then we'll finally be able to make these planes in America. So Boeing would like you to know that they are manufactured here in the United States at the Boeing Everett factory in Everett, Washington.
That's true.
So we're already making those here.
Kanye.
He went on to say that, you know, the I-plane one is to improve the presidential image. He flies the flyest planes from the best factories. So this is actually a 2012 concept from an industrial designer as part of a project that imagines what commercial aircraft might look like in 2030. So he just sort of found this image and went, that's amazing. And Apple should make that. Any more craziness? What other quotes
yes,
do you have?
Yes, I do.
There?
So he's talking about like this 13th floor. I'm not exactly sure what this is about.
13th floor?
Yeah.
Because we don't really number floors, number 13?
Right.
Okay.
Here
hey,
we go.
Guys, hold on. People, lots of texts. Marine One is the helicopter.
Marine One.
Oh, Marine One.
Okay. Got
okay. It. Oh, I get it. Air Force One.
Marine
One.
Yeah.
Got it.
What?
Why is the Unabomber in the traffic?
I don't
understand.
I was really trying hard to pay attention.
He talked a lot about his very high IQ and how he never had bipolar. I was just sleep deprived. He was talking more about the hats. He wants both Trump and Colin Kaepernick to wear them at the Super Bowl. So it's insanity. You can watch it's 20 minutes and or 24 minutes, I guess, total. And you can watch the whole thing if you
so
feel like you have that kind of time to throw away in your day.
Here's the president talking about, I guess, their relationship and then they embrace. So here it is. Oh, that's it. And then you want?
He's like, I just want the world to know. I didn't know this was going to happen. Actually,
he's
that's probably the smartest thing he's ever
apart.
Done.
Yeah.
He, if you're looking for a little irony, in 2012, Trump blasted President Obama for meeting with Jay-Z and Bruce Springsteen a few weeks after Hurricane Sandy, just to show one more turnaround that he's had.
Do you want Dave Chappelle's reaction? To
I
this?
Do want Dave Chappelle's. Oh, by the way, Dave Chappelle is in A Star Is Born. Randomly appears and has quite a long scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
himself?
For him.
No, not as himself, as a friend of.
But
the
he
main
takes
character.
You out of the movie is the problem.
A little.
Like, you're in the film,
I'm
and
like,
then
oh,
you're like,
"Oh boy, there's Dave Chappelle."
Because
is he being funny?
No.
Well, it's
no.
just the way they everything in the film has a really great introduction. The first time they introduce Lady Gaga, she's in this place, and you're like, "Oh, this fits. This is 2018. This is where she would be." But when Dave Chappelle appears, it's kind of a non sequitur.
It's out of nowhere because
of nowhere,
this guy's
yeah.
just having another of his episodes and he sort of wakes up in his friend's front yard.
Yeah. Oh.
And then and the friend Dave's is like, Dave Chappelle and
yeah,
it goes from there.
It does. That was the only,
it
I don't know.
Fine. I liked it.
I guess you wanted Dave to be in the movie.
Sure.
Anyway, here's Dave's reaction to Kanye.
He loves and supports Kanye, but is not happy with the support of Trump.
It's all
right. T.I. went off on an Instagram post, the long and short of it, basically. He's saying he's done with Kanye officially and called yesterday's meeting the most repulsive, disgraceful, embarrassing act of desperation and auctioning off of one soul to gain power I've ever seen.
I'm sorry, who said that?
T.I.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, Kanye's passcode for his phone is 000000.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering. As he was sitting there, he unlocked his phone and a camera was right over his shoulder and he goes 000000 and the phone opens up. So in case you were trying to break into his phone, everyone, that's his.
Does Kim know?
I don't know. Anyway, so here's a shot of him. Oh, no, never mind. He's not unlocking it there. So anyway. He then proceeded to go to an Apple store in Georgetown, and he just out of nowhere, he shows up there, and he hops up on top of a table and delivered what he called an impromptu keynote. He had his, let's see, he had a purple cap and a United States Post Postal Service jacket on and just spewed more of his bizarreness. I don't know that we have any of that on I don't know that we need any more tape of Kanye today, but basically it was another stream of consciousness rant, much like the one he delivered at the White House, and he talked about the hat and more. It was unclear why he visited the store, and everyone there was confused. And I think that's all I've got time for here. I did want to tell you that they're going to tour an Amy Winehouse hologram, guys. The hologram tours they're on. There's a Roy Orbison one coming, and now 8 years after her death, they're gonna put Amy Winehouse on tour. They take real concert footage, and they somehow, you know, I don't know how they create the 3D hologram. I guess multiple cameras is sort of all going at one spot, but they're gonna tour. Her dad is so psyched, and it's gonna be great.
Oh, he's stoked.
Gonna be great to see her perform again. But it's going to be a full band and some kind of like other onstage entertainment, they're saying. I don't know what that entails, dancers maybe. But they're going to do a projection of her and tour it.
If you ever get to see Michael Jackson at Cirque du Soleil in Vegas, they do it with him as well. Oh. He appears on stage.
And does it look super holographic, or does it look solid? Or
no, it looks super holographic. Okay. They walk through him as he's like the dancers are they'll walk through and past and in him. And
so it's like the ghost of Michael Jackson. So these are ghost tours.
Well, if it's similar, because the Cirque du Soleil one's pretty impressive. Mm. But yeah, if it's like that, then yeah, it's a ghost tour. All for right. Sure.
Hmm.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yes, we tour our ghosts now. Roy Orbison, and it started with Tupac, right? Wasn't that a Coachella thing? They put a hologram of him up there. And one of those big festivals, suddenly Tupac was on stage.
Dio's on tour as we speak, I think.
As a hologram?
Yeah.
How exciting. The ghost of Dio touring the country.
The metal guy.
Sure. Oh, hell yeah.
Right.
All the way. Dio, it's time to go. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Drunk buying is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have the new record holders after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you will get to go to the annual Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. It's on Halloween Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the San Francisco Punchline. The punch.
Right, celebrating 40 years.
Yep. You had to be over 21 to win this. So, you know, it's for grown-ups. It's definitely not a kid's show. We don't hand out balloons. There's no clown. Well, there's clowns.
Well, there might be a as a costume.
Oh, Pennywise the Clown. Mm-hmm. You're right. There might actually be clowns there. Do not take balloons from Pennywise the Clown. We are doing a big costume contest. In fact, the grand prize is you get a couple nights stay and a couple days of lift tickets for Squaw Valley Alpine mm-hmm. Meadows, which is absolutely great. Oh, Johnny Mosley was saying that he wants to come to this too.
Oh, so, well, he's going to need tickets.
Yeah.
Tell him to get on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, exactly. Call now. Be calling number 9.
I was telling promotions yesterday, hey, so we want to start a friends list.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, we don't have any room.
No, we have to have room. Tell her she's got to cheat. Well, they got to squeeze them in.
They're like, well, then they have to stand because the listeners get seats and our friends have to stand.
All right, fine. Our friends will stand. I'm fine with making our friends. They're all able-bodied people.
Each one of us gets to invite 2 friends.
Oh, no. I got to invite more than that. Yeah. I have a long list
Maybe
of friends.
Maybe Vinny will give you his friend.
Yeah, I'm rolling out solo. Straight from here.
You're rolling out solo?
Wait, it is straight from here, right?
Oh, absolutely. Straight from here.
Yeah, I'm going to that, and then I'm going home. So, yeah, you can have my 2.
All right. Well, will Hooman give Johnny one of his?
Johnny can really be my friend.
Okay, great. Good, because I need 4 at least.
Oh, my God. It can't be more than that.
Okay. 4? 4 is it? Really? What about 5? Okay, we'll talk about this later. Hey, anyway, this is a hot ticket, everybody. So if you want yours, be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You have to be over 21, and you have to be calling number 9 right now. Call now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com.
That's what they got there, happy.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's up for grabs.
Here's what's happening. Football real quick. The Eagles won last night. Our Cal team, when I say our Cal team, our boy goes to Berkeley. Yes. And Cal is playing UCLA on Saturday. And Stanford doesn't play until Thursday.
Oh.
So they got a weirdly scheduled game No weekend game for Stanford. And on Sunday, the Raiders play the Seahawks, and the 49ers play on Monday Night Football, which might end up being embarrassing for us. They play the Packers, which they haven't been playing great, so maybe there's a chance for us to get right in front of a national audience, but I don't like our chances.
Come on, guys. Look good. Be best. Mm.
So, drunk buying.
Yes, we've all done it.
I really haven't, actually.
Well, that's because you don't get drunk.
Right. And the internet wasn't as much yeah. of a thing for me in my drinking days, so I true. Haven't done a lot of that.
That's
but
good news, Vinny.
I can see how it would be a problem. Mm. You know, you get surfing on the internet, and you go into
like
a rabbit hole.
And that, and that.
You know what I've always wanted?
Mm.
And then you look it up. And then you look further into it, and that's not really out of my price range. I could probably
do that.
Swing that.
Sure.
33-year-old woman named Gina Lyons from London and her 35-year-old husband Mark Lee went on their honeymoon to Sri Lanka back in December. They loved the hotel they were staying at. They were having a great time, and one night, while they were about 12 glasses of rum deep, they
glasses.
Found out the hotel was going to shut down because the owners either couldn't or wouldn't make the lease payments.
Oh.
When Gina and Mark found out about those payments and that they were around $40,000 total for 3 years.
What?
They bought it. They bought the hotel on the spot. They paid the lease.
Oh, my God.
They signed a new 3-year lease right there on the spot.
Oh, my God.
And the problem is they're not rich. They're not even kind of rich. Once they sobered up, they panicked about what they'd done.
Oh,
but a deal
God.
Is a deal.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. That is so.
So they sunk another $8,000 for some renovations and reopened the hotel in July. And they're calling it Lucky Beach Tangali. And they say, fortunately, business has been great. And this is a story that probably plays like an ad for them. I'm sure there's plenty of people who feel like, oh, my God, they're doomed if this doesn't work.
Well, they are doomed if it doesn't work. Great. They loved it there. They couldn't get enough of it. The rum, I mean. And they now can party their asses off at their own hotel every single
night. One drunken night.
Oh, boy.
Has changed the entire course of their lives.
And maybe for the better. Like, maybe this is an advertisement for getting drunk and buying hotels. I don't know. I mean,
is it?
What if this totally works out? Certainly, it's a step away from whatever their normal life is, right? $40,000 for 3 years of lease does actually sound pretty reasonable for a hotel. You might actually think to yourself, well, let's do it.
Okay.
That sounds like a great idea. I'm in. Let's do it. Get that paperwork right now. You think that the hotel liquored them up to the point where they were like, we can probably get these guys
to, I don't know, to maybe.
Do this. Sri Lanka, though.
At least Amazon takes stuff back.
Like, right. Good point, Penny. Sri Lanka.
Yikes.
I mean, I just don't, you don't really hear about people vacationing in Sri Lanka. Is it a popular vacation spot? I mean, it's in the Indian Ocean, right?
Right.
It's like south of the point
Indian.
Of India.
I've never
little,
been.
Little,
you?
I mean, no.
Yeah, I don't
know. But now I'm thinking about it. Like, what's going on there? Why these people had such a great time, they bought the place. Like, maybe I need to go to Sri Lanka.
One of the unfortunate realities of my life is most of my, especially early in my life, most of my world travel was done through James Bond films.
Oh.
So ooh, I don't really wow. know.
Don't
you know,
feel like as your girls get older that
we
you
will, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You've got to, I mean, it's a delight to show them the world. And family trips are the best because it's a super bonding experience.
Well, that'll be my chance to see these things. And also, they won't have to watch James Bond films. Did I see Sri Lanka in any of those films? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm feeling like you can't don't remember. See Sri Lanka all that much.
So I have no picture of it in my head.
Yeah.
None.
I feel like I do.
What?
I
what?
Feel like it's
what?
A tropical like, island. That's all I can really think about it.
I feel like in my head when I think of it, I see like markets, marketplace areas.
Sri Lankan marketplace.
Maybe like, did the Sex and the City girls go there?
Or? I thought they went to Saudi Arabia or Dubai
okay.
or something.
Okay, you're right. Okay, some other thing that I saw on TV.
look up, like, what has Sri Lanka here. Been used in for a...
Here's Sri Lanka.
Oh, okay, what do you see?
Images. Oh, it's lovely. Actually, it looks more developed than I even thought. It looks like a tropical island, but it has, like, colonial-style buildings on it. Oh, that's absolutely freaking stunning. Maybe we got to go to Sri Lanka.
Yeah, so it is island nation south of India in the Indian Ocean.
It's gorgeous.
Diverse landscapes range from rainforests, highlands, sandy beaches.
It does look low-lying
go to Lucky
in
Beach.
Big parts of it.
It's yeah. famed for its ancient Buddhist ruins.
Oh.
All right.
Ancient
well, there you
Buddhist
go.
Ruins. Yeah. All right.
I didn't mean to
Sounds
take us down
lovely,
that
though.
No,
direction,
that's
but
very
I swear
interesting.
As I was sitting there thinking Sri Lanka, I'm like trying to go through the files. I don't know. I don't have a...
Yeah. I wonder anything. If there's any surfing there, Vinny.
707, probably. Sri Lanka is one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been to. Beautiful people, great food, highly recommend it.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe that's where the Clark clan will go next time.
On the buying thing, Vinny, someone 925 says, nothing worse than waking up hungover with your credit card next to your computer.
Oh, what have I done? You check your inbox. Oh, uh-huh. Jesus.
Well, you know they'll take it back. No worries. Mm-hmm. How about a fast fact?
I love fast fact. Fast fact, fast fact, 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 fact.
Walt Disney, the guy.
Yes,
Walt
the man.
Disney. His last words were, Kurt Russell.
They were?
I love Kurt Russell. Well, he worked a lot with Kurt Russell sure. with all the Disney movies, yeah. right?
He lost the ability to speak, so he wrote them on a piece of paper. He was probably thinking of movie ideas since Russell had just signed a 10-year contract with Disney.
Oh. Wow.
But his last words were, Kurt Russell.
That's a very interesting
it's so
fact.
Weird to be
what
it would be weird
thing.
To be Kurt Russell and know
really
that...
his last words were me
all right
nice. And they're committed to paper.
George R.R. Martin
needs to write more
isn't flashy with the millions of dollars he's made from writing Game of Thrones. You've seen him
He always looks like an old dirty old sailor,
right? But he did buy two houses on the same street in Santa Fe, New Mexico. One to live in and one to hold all his toys and collectibles.
Oh.
He's got a playhouse.
Oh. Well, I guess if you got the money, go ahead and do it. Buy the whole block, George. RR.
This Martin. Just in, I received a text from one of my surfer friends. Sri Lanka does have great surf.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it certainly looks like it has great snorkeling. Etc. I mean, the reef shot you showed me was absolutely beautiful.
A lot of friends have traveled way more than I have for surf, but that's just...
Right.
I just haven't.
You're going to explore the world. And you know, your girlfriend, fiance, she'll probably be the wife by then. Maybe.
Your baby mama.
Save the date, 2029.
Baby mama. Did you say 2029?
Yeah. Give you 11 years to plan for it, Vinny.
Oh, please let that happen.
Yeah. So, but she's gone. She's very well traveled.
Yeah, she yeah. has been around the
ton
in
of
fact,
Europe and
often, if we're just kicking back and something comes up, I'll be like, "Tell me about that place," and uh-huh. she'll go, "Oh, well." And then she's got
oh,
some life experience
neat.
About that spot.
Yeah, she's been to all kinds of cool
that's
places.
Really. Fun.
So that'll be great. She's a seasoned traveler, and she'll, yeah. you know, you guys will have a great time.
Yeah.
You're with your girls. Vinny and his girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't even. Okay.
Payback.
It's a bitch.
Yep. You're welcome.
I didn't do nothing. I don't know what you're talking
Ask
about.
Ask your mom.
Punk.
That ain't right. Don't use my own words against me.
Turkey.
The average person can recognize about 5,000 different faces. So the next time you see someone and go, oh, I know, I think I know that person. You probably do.
Mm.
Because we have a lot of faces in our memory.
Yeah. You know what we don't have a lot of anymore? Phone numbers.
Oh, God.
Remember
None.
When you, I used to know 1,000 phone numbers. I know John's. That's it. I know my old phone numbers. I don't know my parents' number. I don't know my kids' numbers. If I lost my phone, I'd be up S Creek.
Yep.
I don't know your number.
I don't know my husband's number.
Oh, man.
You're telling me all that's not backed up to the cloud through Apple?
Yeah, but if I'm out somewhere and I just don't have my phone
oh,
with me,
okay.
what am I going to do?
Well, no, I'm just like, saying.
Can I get on my cloud through your Apple
no,
thing?
What I think of is I'm in jail. I don't know anybody's
I don't know who
number.
To call.
I have no one to call.
You don't know my number by heart? I don't know your number. Yeah.
Nope.
Really?
Really.
Huh.
I know the hotline here. I guess I could call here and be like, help me.
Can you bail me out?
I don't know why I know it, but I do. Oh, maybe I don't know it. I'm looking at it. Maybe.
I do know this number.
I know this number.
Yeah.
And that's from having dialed it back in the day when I used to have to call it because I was out in the street.
Mm-hmm. You know this. You know the hotline.
Yeah, absolutely.
I sort of know it, I guess.
And I shouldn't even have remembered that this long because, like I said, we haven't done any street bits in ever
but
since the laws changed.
But as soon as you know a phone number, it's like you pretty much know it. Like, it was easy to remember a 7-digit number. We just don't have any occasion to do that anymore. Yes, Vinny.
Do you remember your childhood phone number?
I do. 585-2556.
Do you remember your...
I do.
You do.
285-3923.
What was yours?
I'm not going to say.
Why?
Who cares?
Because I
say the
use
area
it
code
for certain things.
Oh, you do. Yeah, okay. I don't use mine.
Yeah,
for
I don't use it.
Now I probably got to change it.
Change it today.
Why? Because you just said you did.
I don't know if that's something
How's
that's
anybody
somewhere
gonna trace
out there.
That?
Who knows?
I remember all my girlfriend's phone numbers when I was a little kid.
You do?
Yeah.
I remember
Jason
Sisko's number.
I remember my number. Yeah, 584-4113.
You know, we didn't have to dial the whole thing.
Right.
We only had to dial the last number of the 3-digit exchange.
Wow, you're old.
Really old.
Oh, we didn't have to dial any.
You just could dial the 4 numbers and that was it?
Oh, no, we had to dial the 7 numbers.
Oh, no, we only had to dial 5 numbers. Yeah.
Oh, you are old.
Yeah.
On your rotary phone?
Yeah, on your rotary phone.
Like, Sarah, can you call Betsy for me? The exchange.
Oh, no, I didn't. I did not have to talk to an operator.
The operator was named Sarah, too?
Apparently.
It always is.
I'm like, what? I'm like, what is she saying?
Andy Griffith style.
Oh. Was the operator's name Sarah on the Andy Griffith show?
I could be wrong.
Old people. I have dreams sometimes where I'm trying to dial a rotary phone, and I always like screw up in the last number. I'm like, and I hit the... You know, the big hook place where you'd hook the phone and hit that and I have to start over again. Start with
Do you
numbers.
Remember your first address?
No, I know the street, but I don't know the number.
You don't
I only
the
lived
number.
There until I was
little. 2135 Helen Drive.
Oh. Do you remember your first
Of course
address?
I do.
Yeah. Don't say it because that's sometimes a question, a security question.
Right. Of this is you guys keep spewing that
stuff
out. Okay. Well, you could use it. It would be something you'd remember. That's one of the reasons why.
No,
like,
I would use
I know something I'll never
like
forget.
Like when I lived at a particular address.
Oh, you know that one.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
That's, I've often thought that the reason they do that porn star name thing where you say your, you know, it's the name of your first pet and the name of the first street you grew up on. And I've said it before on the air. And you know, you realize, oh, crap, those are security question things. I think people are just trying to trick your answers out of you.
Oh.
I'm Tiny Helen.
Oh. Tiny Helen. Well, how exciting.
That's actually, it's almost appropriate.
Is it?
Well, sure, you call
a big person.
Big person tiny.
Oh,
and
my God. Yesterday.
You got giant ones.
Someone came to the Goodwill and they
As porn would go, right?
They said, our husband said to go check out the rack. And I'm like, what? And the girl goes, yeah, we don't listen to the show, but he wanted me to check out a rack, someone's rack, something. And I'm like, really? Yeah, someone's rack. I don't even know. I'm like,
check me out over here.
I was halfway insulted.
Oh, the husband
check
wanted to
out
hear
the
about
rack.
The rack.
And she's like,
I thought they were talking about the rack of clothes.
Completely oblivious that she's talking to the rack.
Yeah.
Wow.
It must be the sale rack. It's over there.
Yeah. Hit it,
wow.
Lady.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
831 is saying she did Zero Dark 30. That's, I think, Ellison's daughter.
Right.
Oh, really? Annapurna did that? Uh-huh. That was a big hit.
So they have turned out something for all the money he gave that, her.
Yeah, they actually say it was a pretty hot studio for a while, but it's had some...
Stinkers.
Mm. She's blowing through money. Larry Ellison stepping in. Canceled the Roger Ailes movie.
650 says, good morning, I love you guys.
Oh, well, good morning to you. Right? Thank you. We love you, too. Thanks for listening.
What do you mean there's no wizards? What about the one you work with? Vonda.
Oh,
Vonda wizard. Are you an actual wizard, Vaughn?
He's a wizard of words.
Yeah, he's a word wizard.
He really is.
So you know what? My bad. I'm sorry about that. I hope that didn't insult you. Hey, aren't you from the D.C. area?
He is.
Yeah. Well, he must like the wizard, then.
Oh, he said
Oh, you don't like the
no.
wizard. Sorry.
In fact, him and I had a bonding moment as he posted a childhood picture with the original Washington Bullets shirt on. And I was like, oh, man, that's legit. That's he was a fan back when they were the Bullets. And then he hasn't followed him because that's just dumb.
He goes,
we're the Wizards. And the
we
other team,
magic.
Toronto names, you know why they named themselves the Raptors?
Why?
Because stupid Jurassic Park was huge at the time.
Really?
They put
is that
things,
really why?
Yes.
Is that right?
They named the,
that's hilarious.
They put these things to public vote, and of course the public.
We're a bunch of donkeys.
We just saw, you know, what, Lost World? The Raptors. I love the Velociraptors. How about that?
Sounds like a great idea.
Cleveland Indians, says 510, as we were talking about Indian summer.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I'm watching the baseball playoffs, and in them was the Atlanta Braves just recently. They got knocked out, but that whole stadium, the whole 60-whatever thousand people are doing the tomahawk chop, and they even do a chant, like an Indian-type chant that's supposedly... And I'm sure they've been doing it forever, and they don't mean harm by it. But even looking through sort of as a media person who's affected greatly by the new and ever-changing standards, I was watching it going, crunch, that can't look good, can it?
No.
I mean, I don't even feel like that person that sort of points at everything as being wrong. But there was a moment where I went, I know someone's not pleased with that. Can't be.
Many, many someones, probably.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, Hooman is about to take over, you guys. I got to really throw the reins to him for the music segment because, you know, with Bryn, I just tell Bryn, okay, there's the next one we're doing. And with Hooman, we need to get this nailed down.
So we're going to peek again.
We're going to peek for the week on Friday, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.